Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening is mild and comfortable. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze is adding to the pleasant atmosphere. Tel Aviv shares similar conditions with clear skies. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a calm and peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is considering a strike on Hezbollah tunnels after an explosive drone attack. This comes from Ynet, reported just under an hour ago. Military officials are waiting for Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval. Also, the Iraqi PM Zaidi has condemned US-Saudi strikes on Iran-backed militias. This news came in from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, a senior political figure has attributed the rise in hostility towards Israel to Qatar, China, and Russia. This report is from Israel Hayom, from earlier today. Separately, Americans are urged to act against West Bank terror. The Forward highlights this call for action, reported an hour ago. And finally, inside Bibi's pivotal White House meeting with Trump, views on next steps in the Iran war were exchanged. Axios provided this insight, also reported an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News, a news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu described his U.S. visit as excellent, noting both criticism and appreciation for Israel in America. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that international strategy advisor Liane Pollack David warns of entering a new Cold War with Iran, which could lead to prolonged regional tensions. Joe Truesman posted earlier today about the U.S.-Saudi airstrikes in Iraq, showing pictures of the four IRGC besieged members who were killed. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's response to Hezbollah. According to Ynet, after Hezbollah targeted an IDF engineering vehicle, military officials are considering deeper action. They await Netanyahu's decision, signifying potential escalation. Such a move could further strain already tense Lebanon-Israel relations. Turning to the U.S.-Saudi strikes, the Iraqi Prime Minister's office expressed dissatisfaction, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. The Iraqi government emphasizes its own responsibility for security in its territory. This incident underscores the complex dynamics involving multiple nations within the region. Meanwhile, a senior political figure has blamed Qatar, China, and Russia for increasing hostility towards Israel. As reported by Israel Hayom, the briefing followed a non-publicized meeting in Washington. This suggests a growing geopolitical alignment influencing regional tensions. In a related development, The Forward calls on American Jews to oppose West Bank terror, drawing parallels with past activism. This highlights the ongoing international role and influence of American Jewry in Middle Eastern affairs. And finally, Axios provides details on Netanyahu's White House meeting with Trump. Discussions focused on the Iran war, signaling potential policy shifts. This meeting could impact future U.S.-Israel strategies in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Teva has posted strong revenue growth, surpassing $1 billion in branded drugs, despite a recent acquisition-driven loss. CTech reports that this boosts their outlook. Separately, Israel hurriedly approved forced labor regulations following a U.S. tariff threat. Israel Hayom Business reveals this proactive move to align with international labor standards. And finally, Apple's cautious AI strategy paid off as it briefly topped $5 trillion in value, overtaking Nvidia. Ynet Business notes this reflects Apple's robust hardware and services performance. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.